State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer, and today we're going to talk about the deal. What's the deal? In America, the deal is, if you work hard, you can get ahead. The problem is, if you start out poor, you have to work much, much harder than most of the people around you. And look, I don't know you, and I don't know what your life is like, but if there is an average you, that is, an average NPR listener, I can guess that odds are you are not poor. At least that's what our audience research tells us. You're educated, you're well off. It may not be true for you, but if it is true, let's assume two things. One, you already know that life is hard for people in poverty. But two, you still have no idea what it's like to live with poverty day after day. You have no idea just how many little things can conspire to keep people from climbing out of poverty. Unless you talk to someone who's trying to do it.
My name is Melissa K. Rice. My husband, Jeffrey Rice. Our son, Andrew Rice, who is 18 months. And our daughter, Leah Rice, who is 8 years old. Gonna be 9 soon.
And a half.
8 and a half.
And money is tight for the Rices. On hot days, they mostly hang out in the small living room of their second-story apartment, huddled around the air conditioning box. Melissa and Jeffrey are incredibly resourceful. Jeffrey fixes cars for extra cash. Melissa sells plasma twice a week.
It's just an extra couple bucks, diapers, milk on the table.
They do things like this because a few months ago, Jeffrey lost his job. At the time, he was trying to take over custody of his daughter, Leah, and he had to drive her to school every day, which made him late for his job at a steakhouse, which didn't go over well.
They were like one or the other, you know what I mean? If you need to do this, then you can't do this. And I was just like, well, I can't do this then, you know?
But just think, if you've got a college degree and you're on salary, would taking your daughter to school really be a major factor in losing your job? The Rices are managing to bounce back. Jeffrey just started a new job at a different restaurant. And they were also lucky that the custody case with Leah moved quickly through the courts. The courts are a place where being poor can really hurt you, especially if you're there dealing with the foster care system.
If you go down to Detroit, to Flint, you will see that the foster care system is a system designed for poor people.
Vivek Sankaran is a law professor at the University of Michigan and director of the Detroit Center for Family Advocacy. He deals with a lot of foster care cases.
You will rarely see a family with means stuck in that system.
Sankaran says most of the foster care cases he deals with don't involve parents who do horrible things. They involve parents who don't have resources. He tells the story of a mother who lost her children because she left them at home for 20 minutes while she went to the laundromat. The kids were 10, 8, and 5 years old. The mom didn't have money for childcare. Then there was the mom in Detroit who was the victim of domestic violence. She didn't have the money or the legal knowledge to get a protection order to keep the abuser away. Her kids were put in foster care for a year. And then there's Alexander Mitchell, who had a history of alcohol abuse and bad decision-making. His kids were taken away. Then Mitchell cleaned up. He had a job at Walmart. He obeyed all orders from the court. But the court still took away his parental rights. The reason? Mitchell was living with his sister and couldn't afford a place of his own.
And it was a rare example where the unstated assumption that is present in so many cases about poverty, that the parent was too poor to parent, this judge actually verbalized it and said that he, you know, as a person working at Walmart, he didn't make enough money.
The Michigan Supreme Court did overturn that decision in 2009. But Sankaran says cases like Mitchell's are more common than anyone would like to think. And we could go on with other kinds of problems. Stories of transportation problems, stories of not being able to pay court fees or parking tickets. The little problems that snowball into big ones. You run into problems, too. Even if you're the educated, well-off, average NPR listener, you're not immune to money problems. But when you don't have much to start with, problems come up more often. They snowball more quickly. And so if you're trying to raise kids and give them a better opportunity in life, those opportunities are just a lot harder to come by. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.